discussing various aspects of avos and toldos, and the Gemara Daf Tzadi Vav Mubay raises the issue, what is considered to be an av, what is a tolda, and what are the nafkaminas between them. The Gemara, however, begins the discussion with a very important line. The Gemara tells us that mihu hotza av, hachnasa is only a tolda, if michte ahama chayiv, vahama chayiv, if you're chayiv for both, and in terms of onesh, there's an onesh of skila, kares, and chatos for avos and toldos alike, so therefore my kar de av, my kar la tolda. But the Gemara's example is quite important, that hotza is considered to be an av malacha, hachnasa is considered to be a tolda. The difficulty, of course, is the following, that we saw the sugya earlier on Daf Mem Tesim Abeis, that the Gemara tells us that Hachnasa certainly was found in the Mishkan. The Braisa tells us that Heim Helo Sakrashim Me Karka La Agola, the Karka was Rishus Arabim, the Agola had the status of Rishus Ayachid, and therefore transferring the Krashim into those wagons is an act of Hachnasa. And yet, as you saw, the Gemara will tell us here on Daf Tzarifav Mabeis, the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Beis Lamed Aleph as well, that Hach Dehavi B'Mishkan Chashiva Karli Av. If something is found in Mishkan, Chashiva, that is sufficient to be an Av Malacha. So if Hachnasa was found in the Mishkan, and that is sufficient to render something an Av, why is it that the Gemara says Hotza is an Av and Hachnasa is only a Tolda? Tosas points out immediately in the sugya earlier that we saw on Daf Mem Tesla Beis, Divramaskil Va'atem, that even though Hachnasa is found in the Mishkan, Vafilohachi lo havi'av, it is only considered to be a tolda. Good. The Tosas that we started to discuss in Shabbos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Divramaskil Poshat, was bothered by another problem as well. Not only in terms of Mishkan, and yet Hachnasa is considered to be a tolda, but what is the basis of the Av Malacha of Hotzah? So again, Tosas comments that even though our Gemara tells us Mishkan Chashiv is sufficient, nonetheless you find two different psukim in order to tell us that one is Chayiv Mishum Hotzah. This sugi and Av Tzarevav Mabeis, where the Gemara quotes the Pasuk Vayikaleha Amei Havi, and the Gemara in Erev and Av Yitzayin Mabeis, Al Yetze Ishmim Koma. So Tosas is bothered by the twofold kasha. Why is it that a pasuk is necessary in order to argue that Hotzah is an Av Malacha? Why is Mishkan necessary to make Hachnasa Itolda? When it comes to other Malachos, no pasuk is needed, and if something is found in the Mishkan, it is considered to be an Av. That is the Chiddush that the Ri comments, that you see apparently there is something quite different regarding Hotzah than other Malachos, and that is Hotzah Malacha Giruahi. In some sense, it's considered to be a deficient, an inferior malacha. Why should that be true? So we had mentioned Or Zarua. This is found in Ochos Shabbos and Simen Pei Beis, where the Lashon of Or Zarua is Mekara Chefetz, Vahashta Chefetz. After all, the object that you carry did not change in any shape or form. It was the very same Chefetz prior to Hotzah and after Hotzah, and therefore it is not considered to be a standard malacha. Apparently, according to Tosas, Meleches Shabbos are Meleches Chidush V'Yetzira. There must be some type of Shinui Begufo, Shinui in Chefza, since that doesn't exist when it comes to Hotzah. Therefore, had it not been for a pasuk, I would not know that Hotzah is Aser. Had it not been for Mishkan, I wouldn't have known that Hachnasa is considered to be a Tolda. That's how the Or Zarua explains the concept of a Melacha Geruah. If, however, you look at the Tosas der Maskel Poshat, the explanation that the Ri gives, or you look in Chedushei HaRashba, and that's Sugi and Apeis and Radav, they give two other explanations why it is that Hotzah is considered to be Melacha Geruah. The Ri says the following, that Mali Motzi Mershus HaRabim, the Rishus HaRabim, Mali Motzi Mershus HaYachid, the Rishus HaYachid. What's the difference between an act of Hotzah of Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, as opposed to carrying something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid? After all, if the definition of Hotzah is considered to be HaTokas HaChefetz Mirishus LeRishus, movement of an object from one Rishus to another, so therefore, why is it that if one does so from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, for that you're Chayiv? If, however, you do so from Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, you are Potter. Therefore, you see that Hotzos is considered to be a malacha gerua, because logically, why should one distinguish between Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim as opposed to Yachid to Yachid if the Hagdara of Hotzah is Hatokas HaChefetz Mirshus L'Rishus? That's the Chiddush of the Reed. The Reed does not underscore the need for Meleches Chiddush V'Yitzira, Mekara Chefetz V'Hashta Chefetz. The Reed just simply says that the definition of Hotzah is to be Motzei the Chefetz Mirshus L'Rishus. So therefore, even a change from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, you should be chayim for as well. Elamai, the whole malach of Hotzah, a chiddush, only if it's considered to be that which was found in Posuk to be an Av, or found in Mishkan to be a Tolda. If you look in the Rashba writes a slightly different argument. After all, one is chayim mishum Hotzah, but yet, if one is, the Rashba writes, de'ilu mefana chafetzim kvedim mizavis lezavis kol hayom, you'll carry objects from one corner of your house to another, and yet you're potter, even if the objects are quite heavy. And yet, v'imotzi davar katan reshus l'reshus, you're a chayiv. So carrying something that is quite light, that's an issa daraisa. And carrying something very heavy within your home, that you're potter. So in such a case, why should that be? This again is an indicator that hotzah is considered to be a malacha gerua. Those are the two arguments put forth by the Ri and the Rashba. We won't get into the details of Hotzah at this moment, but perhaps this machlokes, the Ri and the Rashba, just simply in terms of why Hotzah is considered to be malacha gerua, might shed light on the very essence of the malacha of Hotzah. After all, the Ri assumes the definition of Hotzah is hatokas chefetz mishus l'rishus, transferring an object from one rishus to another. So why is it rishus hayachid, rishus harabim? Yes, rishus hayachid, no. However, the Rashba seems to argue that no, that the Hagdar of Malach of Hotzah is Nesias Masa, carrying a load. That is the definition of Hotzah. So the Rashba says, why is it that if you carry a load in your home, you are a potter? And if you carry a lighter load outside, for that you are a chayiv? That's an indicator that this is considered to be a Malach HaGerua. So just simply in terms of the Havamina, why you would have thought Hotzah is potter. Perhaps there's a difference in nuance between the Rashba and the Ri, whether the Hagdara of Hotzah is Nesias Masa, or whether it's considered to be Hatoka Sachefez Mirshus L'Rishus. We'll have to see if there's any Nafkamina LaHalacha in this issue. But good, this is the Chiddush that the Zeruah writes, the Ri, the Rashba, something is unique about Hotzah, and therefore we require Psukim, and as Tosas points out, two Psukim for the Malacha of Hotzah, for an Av Malacha, and Mishkan is required when it comes to a Toldah. Good. This concept that there's something unusual about the Malacha of Hotzah, and therefore it's necessary to have a Posuk or Psukim, necessary to have Mishkan, is this just in terms of Havamina? Or does this have any expression Lahalacha? In other words, you read Tosas, you read the Rashba and the Ri. If I wouldn't have had the Posuk, I would not have known that Hotzah is Aser. If I wouldn't have had Mishkan, I wouldn't have known that Hafnas is forbidden. Good. But we have Psukim, we have Mishkan, and now we know that you're Chayev for Hotzah and you're Chayev for Hachnasa. Good. So it's necessary to have these Makaros. But as I alluded to in the earlier shir, the Havamin is that somehow we would argue that Hotzah is clearly distinct from all the balance of Malachi Shabbos, to the extent that you wouldn't have been Chayev. And now you have Makaros to tell us, yes, you are Chayev for Hotzah. So lehalacha, lemaskana, once you have the psukim, once you have Mishkan, is there any difference at all between Hotzah as opposed to other malachos? Is this concept of malacha gerua simply something that you would have thought, but the kamashmon is no, or perhaps no? Even once you have these psukim, and you know you're chayiv mishum Hotzah, but still realize Hotzah cannot be compared to the balance of Malach HaShabbos. Hotzah remains a Malach HaGerua, and even though you are Chayiv Mishum Hotzah, perhaps there are important, essential differences between Hotzah as opposed to other cases. Any clear nafkamina between Hotzah and other Malachos. So if you look at the Tosas HaRash in the Sugyan Shabbos, Naf Beis Amud Aleph, Tosas HaRash refers you to the Sugyan Beitza, and Daf Yud Beis Zamed Aleph. The Mishnah tells us the following chiddush: Machlokes v'tin beisila beishamai beitza Yud Beis Zamed Aleph. Beishamai omrim that ain motziin lo es hakotan, v'lo es halulav, v'lo es a sefer Torah d'rishus harabim. Anyantif, one is not allowed to carry a katan, a lulav, or a sefer Torah. What is the chiddush of a shama shita? That hotza, of course, is mutter for the purpose of ochal nefesh, but there is no heter beyond ochal nefesh. Carrying food is allowed. Carrying a katan, carrying a lulav, carrying a sefer Torah, right? Those things are forbidden. That is not called maleches ochal nefesh. But yet, the Mishnah tells us, uveisilo matirin. Beisil allows not only carrying the tzarech ochal nefesh, but to carry even a katan, a lulav, a sefer Torah. What is the shita of Beisil? So the Gemara introduces two possibilities. One possibility is the following. The concept of mitoch, right? A sugya not for us now, but the Gemara says that, look, perhaps one could argue that mitoch shehutru letzorech, hutru nami shelo letzorech. Beis Shammai very much restricts the heter of ochal nefesh. It only applies to ochal nefesh itself. Beis Hillel expands the heter of ochal nefesh to even apply to other cases as well. For example, it's a suntosa sushita that not only it's tzarech ochal nefesh, but as long as there's a tzarech hayom, that is considered to be sufficient. So carrying a katan, a lulav, a sefer Torah, that is considered to be a tzarech hayom. And therefore, Beis Hillel subscribes to the principle of mitoch. Mitoch sounds like a very great chiddush. The Torah tells us ochal nefesh is mutter, and Beis Hillel says you have a right to assume mitoch shehut letzorech hutam shelo letzorech. There must be some makar for mitoch, but it is fascinating. You go through all the sugyas and shas, but you are never called some makar for this principle of mitoch. But that's one possibility the Gemara has. Good. Another possibility. The Gemara says Dilma be'eruv hotzal l'shabbos. The Ein Erev Hotza Liyantiv. Maybe Beis Hillel Beis Shammai are not arguing about mitoch. They're arguing about a critically important issue. Maybe there's no Isser of Hotza on Yantiv. Beis Shammai obviously assumes that Hotza is forbidden. And the heter is Ochan Efesh. But beyond Ochan Efesh, of course not. You can't carry a cotton of Sefer Torah. Beis Hillel is of the opinion Ein Erev Hotza Liyantiv. There's no Isser of Hotza on Yantif. There's an Isser of Hotza on Shabbos, but there's no Isser of Hotza on Yantif. Huge nafkamina between these two. Let's assume according to Tosas. If you assume the heter is mitoch, even mitoch requires some tzarech. If you were to carry on Yantif shalol tzarech, that would be Nisa daraisa. According to the second possibility of the Gemara, it's not true. There's no Isser of Hotza. And therefore, even Hotza shalol tzarech. A critical difference between the first possibility of the Gemara and the second possibility of the Gemara. The Gemara suggests that the Isra of Hotza is only on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Why should that be? After all, the Torah tells us on Shabbos, Lo Sasa Chomalacha. The Torah tells us, Chomalacha Savar Lo Sasu, when it comes to the case of Yom Tov. Well, whatever is a Malacha on Shabbos, shouldn't we assume that that is included in Malachas Yantif as well? Otherwise, how do you know what constitutes Malachan Yantif at all? So the Tosas Arash writes, here in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and this is what Tosas writes as well, in Beitz and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Divar Maschil Dilma, this is all a result of Hotza being a Malacha Geruah. If you can demonstrate that Hotza is distinct from the balance of Lamates Malachos, but yet, we have a pasuk that tells us al yetze ish mimkomo biyom hashvi. Maybe one could argue that that chiddush hakra is only when it comes to Shabbos and not when it comes to Yom Tov at all. This is what the Tosas Arash writes, that even once you have the pasuk, but maybe the pasuk is limited to Shabbos, it doesn't apply to Yom Tov, and that is the sugyan beitz and daf yud beis amud aleph, whether yesh or ein erev hotza liyom tov. Very important chiddush. This is reminiscent of what Tosus writes in Psachim and Daf Hey Amud Beis in a very different context. Soon we're going to see the sugi in Shabbos and Daf Ayin. That's a sugi I alluded to earlier. Normally speaking, in order to be one of the Lamites Malachos, the Torah doesn't have to tell us. Mishkan Chashiv is sufficient. But yet the Torah goes out of its way and tells us, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chomo Shoseichem B'yom HaShabbos. Good? Why is that necessary? Why does the Torah have to single on Havara? I mentioned the Gemara Shabbos Ayin Amud Aleph, and our focus between Rabbi Nassim and Rabbi Yossi. Whether the fact that the Torah mentions this or Lo Sevaru Eish, what does that tell us? Rabbi Yossi assumes an unbelievable Kiddush. If the Torah tells us it's aser, that's an indicator that it is not a melacha. The Torah doesn't say borer is aser. The Torah doesn't tell us that kosev is aser. You don't need a pasuk for melachos. The fact that Torah goes out of its way and tells us l'savaru eish, that tells us it is not a melacha. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Yosei, havara lilav yotzos. If a person will create a flame on Shabbos, it's only an iser lav, l'savaru eish, but he doesn't violate any iser that contains with it skila kari serchatos. Just like the Torah tells us that mechamer is aser, shvisas behemtu is aser, tchumim perhaps is aser, all those things are not malachos at all. Ishurei Shabbos, they're not isurei malacha. Rabbi Yossi says the same thing is true when it comes to havara, and that's what the Torah has to single out, because havara is lav yotzos. And Rabbi Nosson disagrees. Rabbi Nosson says it's not true. Right, the Torah singles out lo sevar oish by example, havara lechalek yotzos, in order to teach us a concept we'll soon discuss of chiluk malachos. But what is true of those sevaroish is true of all of lamites malachos. So a pretty important machlokes. According to Rabbi Nosson, los sevaroish is one of lamites malachos with kare skil and chatos. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's not true. It's nisr lav. There's no kare skil and chatos. That's the only nafkamina the Gemara has. What is the onish of those sevaroish on Shabbos? So Tosus Hamsachim, Daf Hei Amud Beis, the top Tosus, Dermaska L'chalek, writes an incredible Chiddush. Tosus says there's another nafkamina between Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi, and that is whether the Isser of Lo Sevaru Eish applies on Yantiv. Tosus writes the following Chiddush. If you assume that Lo Sevaru Eish is a Malacha, well, of course, Malacha Shabbos apply on Yantiv. But if you assume, like Rabbi Yossi, that lo sevaru eish b'chol moshe oseichem b'yom ha-shabbos, then it's not a malacha, it's a secondary isur. Who tells you that those other isurim that are non-malachos apply on yantiv? And that's one day in Tosfos Pesachim Daf Hei Amud Beis, a pretty incredible chiddush, that there's no isur daraisa lo sevaru eish on yantiv. It's only on Shabbos. In order to go ahead and to light, you don't have to come on to Olcho Nefesh or Mitoch, but rather only on Shabbos and not on Yantiv. Why? Precisely because it is not a malacha. Good? So again, Tosfos says this within Rabbi Yossi regarding Olcho Sevaru Eish. It's not a malacha. There's no Isser Kari Skilu Chatos. Tosfos Rosh suggests the following Chiddush. What about Hotzah? Well, Hotzah is a malacha. Hotzah is one of Lamites Malachos that does have Kare, Skila, Chatos, but yet it's not a Malacha within the same category of others. Malacha Gerua, Agzeres HaKosuv. The Gzeres HaKosuv is B'yom HaShvi, and therefore the Tosfos Rosh argues that Shabbos, yes, but perhaps not on Yantiv. That's an important, important Chiddush, no? That's the Tosfos Rosh, the Tosfos in Beit Zadaf Yabei Samad Aleph, the Tosfos in Sachim Adaf Heyamad Bey. So one possible nafkamina as Hotzah being a malacha geruah is whether it's applicable on Yantif or whether in fact it is not. A further chiddush, right? This is found in Pnei Yeshua, Shabbos and Daf Nun Aleph Mabeis, right? Divra Maschel Betosus. The Pnei Yeshua writes the following chiddush. As mentioned, the Torah not only tells us that we must refrain from doing malacha on Shabbos, but there also is, right, in Isser of Shvisas Behemto. We must make sure that our animals are Shavis B'Shabbos. In Isser of having a animal engaged in Malacha on Shabbos. What is the Makor of Shvisas Behemto? What's the Machlokas Rishon? Rashi writes in Avodah Zarah Daf Tesvav Mad Aleph. This is part of Aser Sedibros. Lo Sasa Chom Malacha. The Torah then tells us v'chol behemtecha is this rav shvisas behemto. That's Rashi Shita v'odazar daf tesvav mud aleph. The Tosfos here in Shabbos and daf nun aleph mud beis divar maschol b'meh says it's not the pasuk of v'chol behemtecha. That's referring to something else. The isur mechamer shvisas behemto is based on Shmos chaf gimel l'man yanuach. Shorcha v'chamorecha. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. whether chol b'hemtecha or whether it's based on leman yanuach. Pashup shat, according to Tosfos, shvisas b'hemto is an essay, leman yanuach. Pnei Yeshua suggests a very, very great chiddush. Hotza, malacha gerua. What does it mean that hotza is a malacha gerua? If someone were to ask you, why is hotza awesome? You wouldn't quote the pasuk necessary love, hosas lecha malacha. Maybe this sort of hotza does not emanate from that pasuk of hosas lecha malacha. If someone were to ask you, why is hotza awesome? You would tell me, a pasuk of vayikali ami havi, tzarivav mabez, erev and daf yed zayin, al yetzi yishmin komo. See, the machlokas is a critical one. Once you have these psukim, does that mean now the pasuk of losasa chomalacha includes hotzah? Hotzah also is a malacha or no? Losasa chomalacha refers to the other balance of malacha Shabbos. How do you know hotzah is aser? Not that the Torah calls it a malacha. A separate pasuk that tells us, vayikalei ha'am, ayetze ish mimkamo. But not necessarily that even once you have the psukim, you can assume that hotzah is considered to be among malachi Shabbos comparable to others. In which case, Pnei Yeshua writes a very great chiddush. If it is not included in the pasuk of losase chom malacha, so therefore Pnei Yeshua suggests that there's no issa daraisa of shvisas behemto when it comes to hotzah. The pasuk says, for example, lo sasa chom lacha, then v'chov hem techa. Who says hotzah is included in that pasuk? There's a separate pasuk, vayikaleha mehavi, al yetze ish mimkomo. But what do you see? That applies to a behema. Or if it's included, let's say, according to Tosfos Hashita l'man yanuach. So how do you know that hotzah would be included in that pasuk of shvisas b'hemto, of l'man yanuach? So therefore, Pnei Yeshua writes a very great Kiddush. If, for example, you will have your animal plow on Shabbos, say no chinami, that would be this sederais of Shvisas Behemta. If the animal is carrying on Shabbos, Pnei Yeshua suggests that's an Issur Derabanan. Very great Kiddush. Because if Hotzah is a Melacha Gerua, Meicha Teisi, that Hotzah is included in Shvisas Behemta. Wow. Second Kiddush Lamelacha. Third possibility, this is a chiddush at the Chayyadom, right? So we have to discuss this at length when we deal with the sugi of Mevashel b'Shabbos. It's found in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yud Ches. What happens if a person, right, it's Mechamel Shabbos, b'shogeg, b'mezid, aside from the Maisa Avera, but how does that impact, right, on the Cheftza? He cooked on Shabbos. Is that ochel mutter? Is it aser b'Shabbos? Is it not? So we'll see 3 days in Tanaim. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yochanan, Sandler. To what extent there is a knas d'rabanan, right, of Maisa Shabbos? Is it aser? Is it mutter? Here the Chayyadom writes, it's found in Hilcha Shabbos, in Klal Tes, in Simen Yod Aleph. That if it was b'shogeg, this is following the sheet of Rav Yehuda, then one is not allowed to utilize that chefetz. If one is mevashel b'Shabbos, the ochel is forbidden if it was b'shogei during the day of Shabbos. It's mutter miyad achar Shabbos. If it is b'mezid, the one who is mechal Shabbos b'mezid, for him it is always aser. For others, it is mutter on Motzei Shabbos. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to mevashel b'Shabbos. So if it's b'shogeg, one cannot use it on Shabbos. If it's b'mezid, one can use it after Shabbos, with the exception of the one who is mechal Shabbos. Chayyadom writes an interesting chiddush. Does the sugi of mevashel b'Shabbos apply to the same extent to hotzah? After all, I am some mevashel b'Shabbos. A knas d'rabanan that one cannot benefit from the act of bishul. But when it comes to hotzah, new as the Zeruah says, Meikara chefetz v'ashta chefetz. The chefetz is nesar. If someone carries something on Shabbos, so therefore we'll apply the principle of Ashal b'Shabbos, and therefore you cannot utilize that chefetz. So that's the chiddush. The Chayyim suggested, no, batzel is malach geruah. There's no shini in cheftza. What does it mean to say that there's a knas drabanan that you can't take advantage of the malacha? The malacha did not alter, right, the object in any shape or form. And therefore the Chayyadim writes, if it's b'shogeg, then it's mutter bo bayom. You can utilize the chayfetz on Shabbos, even the one who carried it on Shabbos. The Chayyadim does argue, if it's b'mezid, one should only use it motzoi Shabbos. Interesting chiddush. But Mikar Hadin, the Chayyadim writes that when it comes to sugim of vashel b'Shabbos, isn't there a reasonable grounds to distinguish between shini and cheftz as opposed to not? You're not taking advantage of the chutzah. The chutzah didn't alter the chayfetz in any shape or form. If you look further in the Achronim, Tzipe Safrank and Har Tzvi, in Or HaChaim, it's found in Chelek Beis and Simen Chavav, quotes a shita that was suggested, and he writes, he doesn't think that this is correct. But that shuv in Simen Chavav, right, discusses the following possibility. Is there an essay de Shabbos on Hotzah? Interesting chiddush. The very first year we discussed that Malach on Shabbos and Yantif is alive in an essay. We already saw, no, the chiddush in Yevamos Navav Mer Aleph, the chiddush HaRashba, that the essay de Shabbos on applies to Malacha, but it doesn't apply to Mechamer. The chiddush in Minchas Chinuch, for example, whether the essay de Shabbos on applies to Tchumim. Maybe the Esther Shabbosan is limited to Malacha, Machlokas Tosas, and the Rashba. And the Shitas Rashba, that the Esther Shabbosan applies to Malacha, but it doesn't apply to non-Malachas. So again, that's the Dion and the Chibas and Tzvi. Is there an Esther Shabbosan regarding the Malacha of Hotzah? Good, everybody gives your Chayiv Mishum Hotzah. But does that mean it's Bichlal HaMalachos? Or does it mean no? Hotzah remains the Malacha of Yeruah, and one is not necessarily in violation of the Essay de Shabbosan. Zipei Sevrin points, I doesn't think that that's true. One could argue, good, when it comes to Mechamer, when it comes to Tchumim, good, so therefore, there's no Kare, Ski, Lachatos. You understand the Chiddush that the Rashba writes in Mechamer, there's Essay de Shabbosan. Zipei Sevrin writes, the Maskana, though, there certainly is an Essay de Shabbosan even regarding Hotzah, but you understand the Shakla Vitaria. If Essay de Shabbosan is only when it comes to Malacha, and of course the Chiyu of Hotzah is the same, but based on Pasuk, not simply based on Mosasach HaMalacha, Limaskana is it considered to be subject to the Essay de Hashlam. A further interesting Shuva to take a look at is the following. This is found in the Shuva's Beis Yitzchak and Or HaChaim and Simen Lamed Daled. We'll have to discuss a lot more about these concepts. But the Gemara will tell us, detailed sugi, one of the hardest sugis in Shabbos, the sugi of Kuvav Mer Aleph, Mekalkin. Malacha Shabbos must be constructive. If a malacha is done in a destructive way, so, kol hamakalkalim turin, with a couple of possible exceptions. Maybe chovo, maybe mavra, but generally speaking, there's a p'tur makalkel. When it comes to Malacha Shabbos, Targum translates Malachas Machsheves as being a Malachas Umnos. It's the work of a professional craftsman. Kol Makalkalim Turi. The Beis Yitzchak discusses the following issue. Is that true when it comes to Hotzah? In other words, I could argue that if the purpose of this particular Malacha, let's assume the purpose of Borer, right, is Tikkun HaChefetz. Right, I'm improving the chetz. Right now, I have ochel and all different types of debris is mixed in. So by sorting out the ochel from the psalas, I'm misaking the ochel. Good, so that's a malacha. One could envision. And if I'm mekalkel, maybe kol makalkelim p'turin. Doesn't have the same malachas mafsheves, because that was on the Mishkan. But Beis Yitzchak raises an interesting issue. When it comes to malacha of hotzah, where is the Rezerah writes? Meikara chayfetz v'hasta chayfetz. There's no shinu in chayfetz whatsoever. So can you speak about mekalkel? Kol ha-mekalkel in p'turim. If something is altered, And the Torah's chiddush is that that change has to be litoeles. It can't be both in kilkul. I understand, koma kalkulim turin. But if you're dealing with that which is a malacha gerua, that there is no impact, there is no effect, maybe there's no p'turim ha-kalkul when it comes to otsa, because it remains a malacha gerua. The Beis Issa cites a very interesting Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, and Daftsari Aleph, Amar Aleph, where the Gemara does say your chayiv in the following case. The Gemara says, Zara kazayish truma, lebayis tamen. I take a kazayis of truma, I throw it into the house. But as a result, now, the truma becomes truma tameo, that's ton sreifa. So as a result of my act of zrika, my act of otsan achnasa, the cheftza becomes nesar. The Gemara says, your chayiv. Your chayiv for that. The Beis Yitzchak, though, has two possibilities. Maybe one possibility is, look, the steifetz before was worth a tremendous amount. Now, as a result of that, the hotza, it's worth nothing. It's ton sreifa. Is that a raya, that there's no p'tur mekalkel when it comes to hotza? Or Beis Yitzchak, maybe you could argue differently. That's not called mekalkel. Usually we'll view mekalkel mesakein inherently, not something necessarily al pidin. We'll have to discuss that. There was no kilkul betz on the chayfetz. The chayfetz wasn't destroyed. The chayfetz wasn't repaired. Lehalacha, as a result of hotza, right, before it was mutter, now it's ton sreifa. Maybe the chiddush of the Gemara is a very different one, and that is that a change in status al pidin is not necessarily the determining factor as to whether something is called mekalka, whether it's called nesake. But an interesting issue, is there a p'tur of mekalkel when it comes to hotzah? Right, once hotzah is a melacha gerua, so therefore, could you argue that mekalkel is considered to be chayiv because of its very essence? And then a possible further nafkamina, this we won't get through now, but this we'll see in the Sugya Borer, that there's soon in the Ayin Dalet and Aleph. The Gemara, and especially the Rashi and Shabbos, and the Ayin Dalet tells us an important chiddush, that chatzi shir is forbidden min ha-Torah on Shabbos. Just as one is not allowed to eat the chatzi shir of chaylev or a chatzi shir of nevela, even though the onish is only a big kishir, a kazayis of nevela yirloke, a kazayis of chaylev there's a chi of kares, but chatzi shir is forbidden min ha-Torah, even to consume papas mikashir. Is this true when it comes to melech Shabbos? If a person will engage in a melacha but papas mikashir, is that an isidaraisis, an isidarabanan? Can you simply argue chatzi shir asan and ha-Torah? Rashi writes yes. Rashi writes that isur of chatzi shir doesn't only apply to chaylev, that's the context of the Gemara, but rather even to Malach Shabbos, chatzi shir is asan and ha-Torah. Does this necessarily apply to all of Malach Shabbos? Is there a possibility, perhaps, a distinguishing between Hotzah and other isurim? Right? If there is, maybe this is relevant to our issue of Malacha Guru. So far, these are just six different ha'aras. But very important, this concept that the Rishonah mentioned, Hotza being Malacha Gerua, that's what you would have said, but now that you have the Pesukim Kamashim Lan, that's not true? Or no, despite the fact that Hotza remains La'alacha Malacha Gerua, the Torah tells us you are Chayiv, but yet the expression of Malacha Gerua is something that is considered to be of extreme importance. So now, the Gemara tells us the following. Good. Chotza, right, is an av malacha. Hachnasa is considered to be, right, a toldah. So our difficulty was hachnasa, toldah. Hachnasa was found in the Mishkan. How can you call it a toldah? One teretz? Hachnasa is considered to be a toldah because chotza is a malacha berua. Mishkan is insufficient. You need a posuk to be an av. And therefore, Hotza is an Av, Hachnasa is a Toldah. One possibility, that's the Teretz of the Ri. A couple of other possible answers. If you look in the Rashban, Daf Beis Mud Beis and Shabbos, the Ramasva, Amar Rav Ashi, Tosus even mentions this possible distinction in that same Tosus, Beis Mud Aleph, Ramasva Pashat. Oh, wait, there are two psukim for Hotza. Why do you need two psukim for Hotza? Good, the fancy lambdas malacha geruah, senior apostle. Two psukim. The Tosa says, wait, there are two different types of Hotsa. There's Hotsa da'ani, and there's Hotsa da'balabais. What determines whether it's Hotsar hafnasa? Like, where is the Chayfetz going? From Rosh HaSiyachet to Rosh HaSarabim? Rosh HaSarabim to Rosh HaSiyachet. Good. But then there's a further consideration. Who is transferring the Chayfetz? The one who is standing Rosh HaSiyachet? The one who is standing Rosh HaSarabim? Tosos writes the following, Chiddush, since Hotsar HaZamlacha Geruah, Ein L'chavo El HaChidusha, and therefore, if you only had a single pasuk, you would have said that maybe you're chayiv for one and not for the other. Because what's relevant, that's the opening Mishnah Masechet Shabbos, is not just simply the direction of the chayfetz, but whether it is the ani, for example, who is transferring, the ani meaning the person outside the home who's standing in Rosh HaSarabim, or the balabai is the one who is standing in the Rosh HaSayachim. So Tosus writes the Chiddush. Therefore, you require to psukim that you're chayiv mishum hotza, for hotza the ani, for hotza the balabais. What about when it comes to hachnasa? Hachnasa was found in the Mishkan. Him helo sakrashim ikarka la'agala. Who are the haim? Right? The ones who are standing where? Tosa says they were standing the karka in the Rishus HaRabim, and they would transfer the krashim into the wagon. Those who were engaged in the act of hachnasa were standing in Rosh HaSarabim. That's called hachnasa da'ani. And therefore, the Rashba suggests an interesting chiddush, a possibility in Tosas and the Beis, that one has to distinguish between hachnasa da'ani, hachnasa da'balabayis. See again, if you only had one pasuk, you wouldn't have known both. Now that you have two psukim, Vayikale and Al-Yetzeh, does that mean there's no difference between Ani and Balabayis? Or does it mean no? There's a fundamental difference. For Hotsa, you're Chayiv for both. But when it comes to Hachnasa, maybe there's still a basis of distinction. Why is that true? Because the only Makar for Hachnasa in the Mishkan is Heim Helo Sakrashim Ekarkala Gala, that's Hachnasa Dani, not Hachnasa de Balabayis. In which case, perhaps one could argue an important chiddush, hachnasa da'ani is an av, hachnasa da'balabayis is a tolda. And therefore, true, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Daf Memtes, hachnasa is found in the Mishkan, and hachda mishan chashiva kare li'av, hachnasa da'ani. Our Gemara here at Tzadei Vav Amud Beis calls hachnasa tolda, that's the case of hachnasa da'balabayis. That's the possibility that the Rashba writes. An important chiddush. The Ramban in the sugya at Dandaf Beis says the following: whether hachnasa is an av, whether hachnasa is a tolda, is a machlokas. Am I right? It's a machlokas in the Gemara. Hotsa certainly is an av. Hachnasa, machlokas. Am I right? Based on the sugya daf memtes, we would say hachnasa is. Right, an av malacha, the sugi here on Daf Tzadei Vav, explicit that hachnasa is considered to be a tolda. Which amoraim? Where do you see a machlokas amoraim as to whether hachnasa is an av or hachnasa is a tolda? Ramban writes the following chiddush. The opening Mishnah Masechet Shabbos tells us Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. There are two which break down into four. What are the two and what are the four? The Gemara mentions the following possibility, shtayim de hotza, shtayim de hachnasa. There are a couple of cases of hotza, there are a couple of cases of hachnasa. So, when the Mishnah says, yitzios ha-shabbos, shtayim shen arba, hotza as well as hachnasa is included in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Why yitzios katani? The Mishnah says, yitzios ha-shabbos, yitzios sounds like hotza. What right do you have to include hachnasa in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos. So the Gemara has two possibilities. That's not technical shaklavataria. Rav Ashi says that no, hachnasa nami hotza karile. The Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos. That term Yitzios applies equally to hotza and hachnasa. And Rav Ashi says, where do you see this is true? Because our Mishnah. What is the malacha of hotza? Hamotzi mershus l'rshus, motzi. Doesn't that include Machnasas, well, Rashi says. So, it's very reasonable that Yitzios HaShabbos is not limited to Hotzah, it applies to Hafnasa, and that's Shtayim Shein Arba. And Rav writes differently. You know why Yitzios HaShabbos can include Hafnasa? Because Rishuyos Katani. Let's understand the Mishnah. Rishuyos Shabbos Shtayim. When the Mishnah says Yitzios HaShabbos, it means for the malacha of caring, of transferring, there are two Rishuyos that are relevant. Rishus HaRavim and Rishus HaYachim. So Rav Ashi, just simply, if I were to ask you, how do you translate those words, Yitzios HaShabbos? So Rav Ashi says Yitzios HaShabbos means there are two forms of caring, Hotzah and Hafnasa. Rava says, no, Yitzios HaShabbos means there are two domains of caring. There's Rishus HaRavim and Rishus HaYachim. You see, the Gemara Dav Beis Amud Beis just sounds very technical, no? How do you explain those words, Yitzios HaShabbos? The word Yitzia, is that referring to Hotzah and Hafnasa, is referring to Rishus HaYachim, Rishus HaRavim? The Ramban writes unbelievable chiddush. This is a fundamental machlokas, Rav Ashi and Rava, whether Hachnasa is an av or whether Hachnasa is a tolda. This isn't just a detail of Mashmal's darshim. How do you translate the word Yitzios? If you'll argue like Rav Ashi that the Mishnah Yitzios HaShabbos includes Hachnasa, and the raya is because the Mishnah and Afayim Gimel Hamotzim Rishus L'Rishus includes Hachnasa, Rav Ashi assumes that Hachnasa is an Av. And therefore it's included in the Mishnah, in Lamates Malachos, and it's included in the opening Mishnah, Yitzios HaShabbos. Rava interprets Yitzios to mean Rishuyos Katani, because Rava is not willing to grant that Hotzah includes Hachnasa, because Hachnasa is only a Tolda, not an Av. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban Shita. Machlokas Amoraim, according to Rav Ashi, Av, according to Rava Tolda, and therefore, our Gemara that tells us that Hachnasa is a Tolda, well, that's simply Rav Ashita, that Hachnasa is considered to be a Tolda. Machlokas Rav Ashi and Rava, important Chiddush. The Merkemes HaMishnah writes, this is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Ches, Hilcha Shabbos. There are two Girsos in the Rambam. One Girs in the Rambam is Hamotzi Mirshus L'Rishus, that is considered to be Malacha Me'avos Malachosi. Motzi Mirshus L'Rishus, that is the Malacha. The Girs of the Lecha Mishnah is now Hotzah V'Hachnasa Mirshus L'Rishus Malacha. Two Girsos in the Rambam. When the Rambam tells you the Av Malacha Hotzah, does that include Hachnasa? Lecha Mishnah writes, the proper gears in the Rambam is Hotzah v'Hachnasa are both considered to be the Av Malacha of Hotzah. The Merkeves HaMishnah writes, how can you say Hachnasa is an Av Malacha? Our Gemara says explicitly, right, then Hachnasa is a Toldo. So Merkeves HaMishnah answers, like the Chiddush of the Rambam, yeah, this is all Machlokes. This is the Machlokes of Ashi Rava. Our sugi, you seem like the view of Rava. But the Rambam, who terms Hachnasa as being an Av, follows the view of Rav Ashi, that Yitzios HaShabbos includes Hachnasa, and the Mishnah of Avos Malachos and Afayim Gimel, Hamotzim Rishus L'Rishus, includes Hachnasa as well. Okay, this is just some of the background. Now, so now the Gemara raises the kasha. Right? Hotzah is an Av Malach. And how do you know that? The Gemara says, Tarivav, Apostle, Hachnasa is a tolda. But the Gemara says that michte ahama chayiv, ahama chayiv. Look, you're chayiv for both. Samai karlav, my karlai tolda. What's the difference? Why is one called an av? Why is one called a tolda? So the Gemara suggests the following afkamina. If a person, di avich te avos bahadi hadadi, if a person will violate two different avos malachos, he's chayiv twice. A person violates kosev and borer, he's chayiv to bring two different chataos. If a person would violate two different toldos, he's also chayiv twice. However, the nafkamina, v'ilu avit avet tolda didei, lo mechayiv elachado. What happens if you do an aven itz tolda? An aven itz tolda, you're only chayiv once. Mara suggests, a nafkamina. An aven itz tolda, you're only chayiv once. So if a person, for example, will plant a seed, the avmlach of zareya, a person will water. Let's assume mashkamayim the zraim, watering is a told of zareya. Av told the day, lo mechayev elachoda, you're only chayev once. There's an important Rashi we'll have to discuss. Not the Rashi here in Daf Tzadi Vav, but the Rashi in Bava Kama, the parallel sugya, the Beizam and Aleph. Is that really an Avkamina? A difference between an Av and a Toldah is if you do an Av and it's Toldah, Behelem Echad, you're only Chayiv one carbon Chatos. That indicates that there's an inherent difference in Avos and Toldos. Maybe I'll tell you the following. There's no difference in Av and a Toldah. No? If you do an Av and it's Toldah, Behelem Echad, you're only Chayiv once because planting and watering is like planting and planting. Let's assume, for example, a person does multiple acts of zareya, v'helem echad. How many times is he chayiv? It's only chayiv once. No? So if you were to tell me if a person will plant many seeds, you're chayiv for each one. But if he plants a seed and waters it, he's only chayiv once. You see that there's a difference, no? If a person does the same av malacha repeatedly, v'helem echad, he's chayiv once. So maybe I'll argue that doing an av and it's told, it's just like repetition of the av, it's all the same category, in which case you're chayiv once. But yet the Gemara says, no, this is an avkamina. Ilo avet av told the didei lo mechayiv elachada. This apparently was bothering Rashi. Rashi in Baba Kama Dav Beis, right, it's a very interesting chiddush. Rashi says, d'ramaschil lo mechayiv elachada, you're only chayiv once. Rashi has the following line, av malacha. Avala tolda didei lo mechayiv. You're only chayiv for the av, you're not chayiv for the tolda. That's an important chiddush, no? Rashi writes, what does it mean, dilo av tolda didei? You're only chayiv once. Rashi says, you're only chayiv for the av malach, you're not chayiv for the tolda. It's an interesting chiddush, no? Let's assume, for example, a person is zoreya, and then he's zoreya again, he's zoreya a third time, right? It was all b'shogeg, b'helem echad, he's chayiv to bring a single carbon. Would you argue that carbon is for the first act of zareya, but not for the second, the third, the fourth? Of course not, no? Right. That chiyuv carbon encompasses every act of zareya. It's just that since it was one act of shogeg, b'helem echad, so there's no chiluk chatos, so one carbon suffices for kapara for A, B, C, and D. And Rashi doesn't write that, no? Rashi writes, Ilo Avid Avid told Yil Machayev Elachada, A'av Malacha, but I told the Didei Lo Machayev, as though the kapara sakarban is only for the Av. There's no need for a separate Chiv carbon when it comes to the Tolda. It's an important Chiddush. If you take a look at the backs of the Gemara Bava Kama, it's a pirish of the Tifera Shmuel, found in the Shas. The Marshak, Tiferes Shmuel writes a very great chiddush. But look, when a person brings a karban, the das of the bala karban is crucial. Let's assume, for example, he brings his karban chatos, but shachach sha'over gamal alav. When the person brings his karban chatos, his mindset is that, you know what? I made a mistake. I watered that plant. But he forgot that he engaged in an act of zareya. He writes, that would be critical according to Rashi. Rashi seems to indicate, with a very great chiddush, right, that the chi of karban is only for the av malacha, not for the tolda. Av malacha, but the tolda didei lo machayim. It's as though if you do an av and a tolda, it's not considered to be, right, an independent chiyuv at all. Not like doing two different avos where each one is mechayiv individually. It's just that the kapara sakarban is chal on all the acts of zareya. So take a look at that. I have to see if or why that's true. But that's again a diuk of Rashi. Av malacha told the deilo mechayiv. So the Gemara says, look, according to the chachamim, good, you have your nafkamina. You do an av and it's told your chayiv once. But what about according to Rabbi Eliezer, Gemara says? Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv told him makam av. So if you do an av and it's told, you're chayiv twice. If you're zareya and then you water the plant, you're going to be chayiv twice. So if that's true, my karda told him. The Gemara answers, hachta v'mishna chashiva karda av, la v'mishna chashiva karda tov. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the nafkamina? I guess Poshav Shem, the Gemara sounds like, you know what, maybe there is no nafkamina. According to Chacham, there's a great nafkamina. Abba told the Didei. According to Rabbi Eliezer, maybe there is no nafkamina at all. So the Gemara asked just simply, why is one then called an av? Am I kura they av? Am I kura they told them? Why is one called an av? If there's no nafkamina, the answer is Mishkan. Mishkan chashiva determines what is an av, otherwise it's a told. Is there an nafkamina between av and told according to Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe Choshev Shav, the Gemara is an nafkamina at all. And after the Gemara doesn't present enough Gemara, the Gemara just says, you're right, for purposes of classification. Mekar. Right? So, Av is Mishnah Chashiv as opposed to Tol. So as you know, Tol also says something about it. There's no nafkamina between an Av and a Tolda. So Tol says here, right, that if Avamadei is Dermaskul Rabbi Eliezer, and the similar Tol says appears in Baba Kamad of Beis Zamed Aleph, of course there's an nafkamina. The name of nafkamina l'inyan hasra. Isn't there a difference when it comes to hasra? In order to be chayiv skili, you have to give hasra. How do you give hasra? Tosus assumes, in the kasha of Tosus, the following: you must be masra a tolda v'shem ha'av. If a person is violating a tolda, hasra must be very specific. Hasra must mention the malacha. If it's an av malacha, you mention the av. If it's a tolda, you must mention the av. You cannot be master tolda bishma. That's a nafkamina. The name of nafkamina in hasra. Shetzarech lahasra sat tolda mishum av dida. You must be master tolda bishma. That's tolsis is avamina. And the Tosus, right? Our Tosus, the Tosus and Baba Kama, you have two different terms. The first terrace of Tosus is that's not true. How do you give Hasra for a Tolda? You have a choice. You can be Master B'Shem Ha'av, but you also may be Master B'Shem Ha'Tolda. There's no halacha that you must be master at Tolda Mishamav. You may be master at Tolda Mishamav. But if you want, if a person's watering, you can say, do not water. It's a Tolda. You don't have to relate it back to its Av Malacha. So that's the first Teretz Atosis. It's not really an Avkamina, because there's no halacha that you must be master at Tolda Mishamav. You have that option. That's Teretz number one. The other Teretz Atosus is no, you must be Masra Atolda B'Shem Ha'av. You must. That's an Avkamina. If a person doesn't have a lacha, say don't do that. If a person is doing a Tolda, you cannot say don't do that. You have to relate it back to its Av Malacha. So why didn't the Gemara say this? Hakha Mishnah Chashiva Kar Le'av? So Tosus writes an important Chiddush. No, that's what the Gemara means. Vizel Shemitaritz a Gemara. No? What do you mean? Half the Mishnah Chavit Karleyav. What does Karleyav mean? If you're saying a shir, you're saying a shir and you're making a chart. This is called an av, this is called a tolda. No, it means it's called an av lahalacha. It's called a tolda lahalacha. What does that mean? Right? Hasra. You want to know what to call this act? When? Who? Learning. What to call this act when a person is giving hasra. So therefore, that's exactly what the Gemara says. That is your nafkamina. This whole Tosus is based on a premise which is not at all simple. Very great Kiddush. How do you give Hasra? Tosus assumes, as the Devar Pashut, that you require a Hasra Mifuretes. You require a specific Hasra. A specific Hasra. A person is being Mechal Shabbos. It's not enough to say, don't do that. It's not enough to say, don't be Mechal on Shabbos. Not enough to say that the Torah says, Lo sasach ha-malacha. You have to relate it to the Av Malacha. And then Tosus raises the issue that today is in Tosus. What if a person is not doing an Av Malacha? He's only doing a Tolda. So 2 days in Tosfos, whether you must or whether you may, the Masra told the B'Shem Ha'av. Everybody agrees it works, Tosfos says. Tosfos is detail. Must you or may you? Is that true? Does Hasra have to be so specific? We know Hasra contains different elements. Obviously, the gut purpose of Hasra is to inform the individual what he's doing is a malachis iser. What he's doing is wrong. L'havchin ben shogig l'mezik. Maybe mamash en yodea. Secondly, Hasra has to stress the chomer haveira. No? A person knows you shouldn't do this, he thinks it's a minug. No, a minug, it's a chiv skila. So you have to inform the person that as a result of what you're doing, you're going to be chayiv misa, you're going to be chayiv malkus. The Hasra has to indicate that this is a malachas aveira, and what the effect, what the impact will be. But is more necessary? Maybe that's all you require of Hasra. Who says you have to even mention the av? The Tosus raises the detail of what happens if a person is doing a tolda. Is it sufficient to be told Master the tolda bishma or told only b'shem ha'av? Why do I stress this point? Because if you look in the Rambam writes very differently. This Rambam is not found in Hilchos Shabbos. This Rambam is found in Hilchos Sanhedrin. In Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis, the Rambam raises the question, U'ketzad masrin bo? How do you give Hasra? How do you give Hasra? So you'll be very surprised when you see what the Rambam writes. Omrim lo prosh. You see the person, separate yourself from that. Oh, altasa, don't do that. Why? Shizu averihi. It's an aveira to do that. And v'chayiv ota aleha misas bezdeno malkus. And the fact will be malkus, misa. Rav says prosh, or altasa. The Rambam writes that it's sufficient to have hasra both in klali, a broad hasra. You don't require specific hasra at all. That's the Shitas Rambam against our Tosfos. Our Tosfos requires that av and told to the Tudeus, whether av or av as well as told. The Rambam writes all you have to do is say parosh or altase and then mention what the onish will be. The Makor of the Rambam is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Perakei Halacha Aleph. Yerushalmi says the following, Ra'uhu Mechal Shabbos. You see someone who is being Mechal Shabbos. Amru lo, and they said to this person, that Havi Yodea Shehu Shabbos. Don't you know that it's Shabbos? V'hatora Amra Mechaleha Mosimos. That's Lashon Yerushalmi. Right? You see a person being Mechal Shabbos, you say, don't you realize that it's Shabbos? And the Torah says that one who is Mechal Shabbos is Chayav Skila. That's the pasuk Shmos Lamed Aleph Mechala Mos Yumas. You don't have to mention Av Tolda Malacha. Just Havi Yodea Shehu Shabbos. The Rambam writes Prosh Altase. That's considered to be sufficient. It's a chiddush Mar Tosfos. The Tosfos requires such a specific hasra that gives rise to the kasha of what do you do in the case of a tolda. There is also a Rashi. Not necessarily identical to Tosfos, but Rashi, who also seems to indicate a somewhat specific Hasra. The Gemara in Shavuos and the Chaf Mabeis discusses the various psukim that apply to Yisurei Shavuot. After all, there are many different types of Shavuot a person could take. You can have a Shavuot Lahaba. You have a shvul haShava. A shvul haHaba, I will not eat. Right? The shvul creates an iser. A shvul sheochal, or a shvul shelo ochal. And then you can have a shvul haShava, achalti or lo achalti. You understand why there should be a world of difference between the two shvuls, no? A shvul sheochal or shelo ochal creates a chalos iser, no? Creates an iser. When the person subsequently will or will not eat, he violates that iser. There's a chalos, no? When it comes to a statement, achalti, I ate yesterday, chalos iser. No chalos iser. It's just simply that statement. You invoke Hashem Shamayim with a shvur sheker, with that which is absolutely false. In Lamedus, I would argue that a shvur shlavar is maisa shvur. No? A shvur sheochal. Anything wrong with those words? A person makes a shvur, he will eat, he won't eat. Nothing wrong, but what's going to happen? If, in fact, you eat and break your shvur, so it's a nisrachila. It's a chalosisah. There should be important differences between a shvul haba and shvul shlavar. So, in fact, if you look at that sugya, shvul snaf chafu reis chafalaf medalev, the Gemara writes that they're different sugim for a shvul shavar and a shvul haba. The Gemara has 2 days aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says Rav Dimi reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that a shvul haba is lo si shavu b'shmi lo shaket. Interesting. Finish. A shvul haba is lo shishav yishmi lo shakir. That should be important for understanding a shvul, no? Rav Dimi said, Rabbi Yochanan, that what's wrong? You made a shvul that you are going to eat, you didn't eat, so it turns out that that statement was shakir. Interesting chiddush, no? A shvul lahaba, lo shav yishmi lo shakir. And what about a chalti v'lo a chalti? That, right, Rabbi Yochanan says, is a shvul shav, that's lo sisa. The moment it was uttered, that's it. It was a falsehood. It's not dependent on what you will or will not do. That's called shav. That's what Rav Dimi said, Rav Yochanan Shita was. And the Gemara of the next Domud, Chafalaf Menalaf, quotes Ravin, and then Rav Yochanan says differently. A shvul haba, ochal lo ochal, is bal yachel. The Torah says, lo yachel dvaro. If you create an iser, don't violate your words. And what's a shvul l'sha'avar, achalti lo achalti? That's sheker. Lo, si shavu b'shmin l'shaker. It's a pretty important issue. What is the makar? What is the iser, the asara, for shvul haba, shvul l'sha'avar? You look in the Rambam, the beginning of Choshvu, it's Aleph Gimel. The Rambam passes neither like Rav Avin, like Rav Dimi, Ravin, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam passes both the shvul haba and the shvul l'sha'avar. It's lo, si shavu b'shmin l'shaker. So that's the theme of that sugya. Shavuos and Daf Chaf and Shavuos and Daf Chaf Aleph. What are the makoros? So this is Shavua. Rashi has a very important comment. Rashi Shavuos Chaf Mabeis. Der Maslava Zarase. Rashi writes Vahamasrabo Sorech Lahasrosbo Shuover Basaros Lo Si Shavishim Lashaken. L'may Nafkamina. Whether it's a Shavua Sheker or Bayachel or shav, what's the difference? They're all yisurah daraisa. Rashi says, "Vahamastrabo sarach lahastras lo shor basaras lo si shav yishmin lo shaker." Nafkaminas hasra. That's very important. This isn't just in terms of lamdas. Obviously, you have to know the hasara to understand, right, the nature, the hagdar of the yisur. Rashi writes lamaisa. Nafkaminas when it comes to hasra. In other words, if a person is making a shvua and I say, don't do that, because you're not allowed to make such a shvua, and if you do so, this is what you will be chayiv, that's insufficient according to Rashi. V'hamastrabot tzorech lahasras bo shu over ba'az horas. Rashi writes in the case of lo shav b'shmin l'shaker. The Minchas Chinuch, in the very beginning, right, of the lengthy theme chibur on Melech HaShabbos, right, mitzvah lamed aleph is the mitzvah of Kiddush. That mitzvah lamed beis, the whole chibur of all lamed tes malachos. The Mechasinach already just points out this Rashi. The Rashi writes that the pasuk is critical for hasra b'chalat Torah kula. So the Rambam writes it's sufficient to say parosh or al taseh. Rashi writes that that's why the Gemara is so interested always in knowing the exact makar, not just because that it sheds light on the nature of the iser, but the nafkamina of hasra. And Tosus apparently is assuming even more than that, no? It's not even enough to say the Pasuk according to Tosus. Right, you have to mention the specific Av Malacha the person, in fact, is violating. Where did Tosus get this from? That Hasra has to be so exact, as given that a person violates an Av, you must mention the Malacha? And then the next point, and what happens if a person is doing a tolda? So Tosfos writes, isn't it explicit? I didn't make this up, Tosfos says. Tosfos tells you to take a look at the sugi and Shabbos and Daf, Kuf Lamed Ches. Right? Mishamer. No? The Gemara raises the question, a person who engages in Mishamer, he's separating the wine from the sediment of the grapes. So the Gemara says, Mishum Mai Masrinan Be. Now the Gemara Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. Mishamer Mishum Mai Masrinan Be. What's the kash of the Gemara? Mishamer is not an av malacha. Misham is a tolda. It's a form of separating A from B. But as you know, right, there's more than one malacha that deals with separating and sorting. Borer zore marake. Okay, you're right. So it's not zore, right? But is this borer or is this marake? Is Mishamer a tolda of Borer or is it tolda of Marake? That the Gemara reports. Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph Machlokes between Rab and Rab Zera. Rab says that Mishamer Masrinan Bei. Rab says Borer. Separating the wine from the sediment is Borer. And Rabbi Zera says, no, it's Marake. Sifting. Why should you say either one? The Gemara says, Rabbis Svara, that it's similar to Borer, because the following. Ma darkal shaborer. What is the malacha borer? You ready for this line? Right? No tel ochel umaniyah chesab solis. That's what the Gemara says. No, take a look. Kuf lamed ches. This will be very important for the sugya borer. No? The Gemara says, what is the definition of borer? No tel ochel. Literally, you take the ochel umaniyah chesab solis and you leave the solis behind. That's borer. And that's what you're doing here. You're taking out the wine and leaving the sediment. That's borer. Olchel mitoch pseles is borer. Right, we're going to have to spend time on that, no? If you've seen that sugi, if I endow it, that's borer. We always assume borer is the opposite, no? Borer is pseles min olchel. But realize, the Gemara Kuf Lamed Ches, no tel olchel umaniyach es pseles. So that's what you're doing here in Mishamer. So Mishamer is a tolder of borer. And Reb Zera says, no. That ma darko shamarakeh, when a person sifts, so what happens? The psolis is lamala. The psolis remains on top. And everything else is filtered through. The same thing applies when it comes to mishamer. The sediment remains, and the wine is filtered through. Therefore, Abzera says that I think mishamer is a tolda marakeh. So the Gemara says, mishamer, a tolda, mishamai masrinan bei. And the answer is either bora marakeh. It's a tolsis mafurish that I'm right. No? Of course I'm right. That you need a very specific hasra. Wait, even more than that though, no? What's this whole issue in Tosfos? Today is in Tosfos. Isn't it explicit in the Gemara? Then that you must be master at Tolda Mishema? The Gemara says, Mishem Mishema Masrinan Bei. And the answer is, either the Ava Bar or the Ava Marake. You know, if you hold like the first day in Tosfos, that that's true, you must be master at Tolda Mishem Ha'av. That Gemara is very good. No? Mishem Mishema Masrinan Bei. But if you hold like the other day of Tosfos, what does that mean? Not that you must, but you may be Master of Tolda B'Shem Ha'av, but you also may be Master of Tolda B'Shem HaTolda. How do you understand that Gemara altogether, no? Mishem Mishema Masrinan Bei, the answer is the Av. So who raises this kasha? Tosfos, no? Tosfos had 2 days whether you must be master at Tolda Mishema. Isn't it a Gemara? Mishem Mishema Masrinan Bei. So what does Tosfos answer? Mishema Masrinan Bei Shiehei Chayim. Maybe you don't have to be master at Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. But if you choose to be master at Tolda B'Shem Ha'av, isn't it obvious that you must what? You have to use the right Av. No, a person is doing this act of Mishema and I say, hey, don't violate Ksiva. That's Hasra. If you choose to be master at Tolda B'Shem Ha'av, you have to use the right Av. So what is the right Av of Mishamer? The answer is, according to Rabba Borer, according to Rabba Zera, it's Marake. See, what's important for us is the following. See, even Tosus is forced to reinterpret that Gemara a little bit. The Gemara is not saying you must, but you may. And if you opt to be master, told of Hashem Av, you have to use the correct one. So what is the correct one? No? See, once Tosfos concedes that you have to be able to read the Gemara that way, one could also argue that this is true according to other Rishonim. That's the Rambam Shita. You don't have to mention any Av at all. According to Rishonim, you don't have to mention any Av Malacha whatsoever. So what do they do with the Gemara? What did the Rambam do with this Gemara? Mishem Rambam Sunabei. One could also answer, you don't have to at all. But if you choose to mention an Av Malacha, it has to be correct. No? Even the Rambam would agree. If I say, Rosh al Tasa Davarzeh, that's a Hasra. But if a person is doing Bor and I say, don't be Kosev, it's meaningless. That's worse. An incorrect Hasra. The language tells us, use the Babakam and Abbasim and Aleph, is Savar Shemali Bo'opot. The person won't even take you seriously. You're doing something to Ochel and a person comes over and says, don't write. You'll just dismiss what he's saying. Savar Shemaligbo thinks you're just making fun of him. And Potter. So Tosfos assumes Chiddush number one, that Hasra must be very, very specific. But I'll tell you another Chiddush in Tosfos. This we'll have to pick up tomorrow. Tosfos has 2 days. Whether you must be Master Tolda, B'Shem Ha'av, or not. Does this have anything at all to do with Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? No? This is a Chiddush Nifl of Tosfos, no? The Gemara's context is Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer. No? A person does an Av and it's told. How many times do you chayv? So according to Chachamim, you're chayv once, Gemara is chayv twice. Good? Does that relate to our issue of how do you give Hasra and a Tolda? If I were asked, you know, I would say, of course it relates to our issue, no? We'll have to refine all of this. But obviously, we're going to have to start to discuss, this is why the sugya is so important, is what is the relationship of an av and a tolda? To what extent is a tolda considered to be an independent mechayim? To what extent is it simply just a derivative, an offshoot of the av? Well, a person doesn't have an it's tolda. According to the Yom Chacham, you're only chayim once. According to the Rabbi Eliezer, you're chayim twice. No? That seems like a critical machlokes, no? As the relationship between an av and a tolda. The Gemara had a nafkamina according to the Chachamim, right? What's the difference av and a tolda? Great nafkamina. Are you chayv once, you chayv twice? You don't av necessarily, you chayv once. What's the Gemara trying to find? Ula Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer who says if you do an av and it's tolda, you're chayv twice. Right? So what is the difference between av and a tolda? So Tosfos says the difference is Hasra. That sounds unbelievable, no? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you do an av and it's tolda. You're chayiv independently for the av and the tolda. And yet, how do you give Hasra? Listen, the first day in Tosfos. You must be master the tolda b'shem av. According to Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Chacham, if I understand very well, you're not chayiv independently for the tolda at all. Like, as Rashi says, Za'av Machayiv, Atolid Lo Machayiv. So, very good. The Hasra of the Tolda must be B'Shem Ha'av, if anything. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you do an Avnas, you're Chayiv twice. You're Chayiv independently for the Tolda, but the Hasra has to be B'Shem Ha'av. Why should that be? Well, take a look in Chiddush Rashba, in this Gemara, Daf Tzarivav Mabeis. That's exactly what the Rashba answers. You know why the Gemara doesn't give the nafkamina of Hasra? That doesn't help us at all. The nafkamina of Hasra is only relevant to the Chachamim. The Chachamim who hold that if you do an Av and it's told you're chayiv once, you see that a Tolda doesn't have an independent status. Have Tolda is considered to be a derivative of the Av, Vaharaya, Av, and Tolda you're chayiv once. So even when a person just does a Tolda, the Hasra has to be the Shem HaYisr, the Shem Yisr is the Av. Your Master Tolda, the Shem Av. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not going to chayiv twice. You're chayiv for a tolda independently. The Rashba writes a davar pashut. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you cannot be master of tolda b'shem ha'av. That's not a hasra. Tosfos doesn't even have such a possibility. Tosfos assumes that everyone holds you can be master of tolda b'shem ha'av. The 2 days in Tosfos is whether you must, but everybody agrees you may, then Rashba writes, of course not according to Rabbi Eliezer, no? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't even have that choice. You're chayyer for totals independent of the cases of Av. So take a look at Chiddush Rashba, take a look at the Shita Kabetzes, in Baba Kama and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, right? Vizeh Loshon Tosfos Shantz. There, the Shita Kabetzes writes something similar to the Rashba, but with one critical difference. So we'll see three different Shitas. Tosfos, the Rashba, and the Tosfos Shantz. Read it carefully, right? The Teretz of Inami Yesh Lomar. Shita Kabetzes Baba Kama and Daf Beis Ramaskah Vizeh Loshon Tosfos Shantz. And then we'll have to see what the Somach Locus is based on. And then, once you've seen this, take a look at the Sugya Ayin Amar Aleph, the Sugya Chiluk Malachas. How do you know that you're Chayiv more than one Chatas when a person is Mechal Shabbos engaging in several Malachas? How do you know that's true? Where do you see that each Av has its own status? Why not argue that if a person does Ksivan, a person does Borer? So, there are two different violations of the single pasuk, Osasacha Malacha, you shall be chayiv once. How do you know that you're chayiv for every Av Malacha individually? So take a look at that sugya Daf Ayin Amar Aleph, and that sugya Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, take a look at the Tosas Rim. Okay, so sugya Daf Ayin, Tosut Kuf Lamed Ches, take a look at the Rashi Shita Kovetzes. Right, this is not just simply the details of Asra. This will be critically important to understand the relationship of Avos and Tolos. So we'll pick up.